The prophecy of Isaiah from chapter 11. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse, from his roots a branch will bear fruit. The spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the spirit of the wisdom and of understanding, the spirit of counsel and of power, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes or decide by what he hears with his ears. But with righteousness he will judge the needy, with justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, with the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness will be his sash around his waist. From chapter 9, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice. From henceforth, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary.
Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you.
Mary was greatly troubled at these words and wondered what kind of greetings this might be.
Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and bear a son, and you shall call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end.
And Mary asked, how can this be, since I have no husband?
The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born of you will be called Holy, the Son of God.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph traveled from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the town of Bethlehem in the city of David, because he was of the house and lineage of David. He went there to register with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to be delivered. She gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
And in that region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which will come to all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men. Then the shepherd said, let us go to Bethlehem. Let us see this thing which the Lord has made known to us. They found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
After Jesus was born, during the time of King Herod, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. They asked, where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. He called together all the priests and teachers and asked where the child was to be born. In Bethlehem, in Judea, they replied. Then Herod called the wise men and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." The kings went on their way, following the star, until it stopped over the place where the child lay. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary. They bowed down and worshipped him, and presented him with gifts of gold, incense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Watch another.